I have a regular special guest with me, Janelle Jones, head of the Lake County Chamber of Commerce and also works with Love in Lake County. Thank you so much, Janelle, for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Katya. It's always a pleasure to sit and chat with
you. It is
morning.
Always a pleasure to sit and chat with you. And I feel like you've been coming here pretty much since the radio started and have been a fan, of course, because you're always a fan of getting the word out, and that's what we're all about. So I couldn't even count the number of times you've been in here, but I'm glad you're here. And I must say, it is a really, really good time to be along the North Shore of Lake Superior. I just heard from the weather guy, Kenny, that, you know, everywhere else pretty much in the Midwest this week is going to get stinking hot and humid. But you know what? We're going to have some pretty nice weather here, as we have been having. So beautiful weather, huh?
It is. It is. It's been gorgeous, actually.
It's been
perfect as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, me too.
Well, 72. Lovely.
I know.
I can handle that.
Even the high 70s, I start to go, I don't know. That's why we live in the north.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been lovely and cool at night so you can sleep. And oh my gosh. So good time to talk about what's happening with our chamber. I know we're anticipating, you know, quite a, I don't want to say onslaught, quite a rush of visitors and tourists this summer. Everybody loves the North Shore, and we know why. So we're preparing for that, and we also have specific events coming up. Do you want to just share with us some of the specific things the Chamber has been working on?
I do. You know, we've been really looking forward to this summer. I think that we, you know, nobody really knows what the impact of our gas prices are going to be, but you know, we've been doing a lot of promoting to travel in your backyard, take some backyard trips, which is us. And I really think we're going to have a fantastic summer. We have a lot of really cool things happening around the county, actually, this summer.
We have
some great concerts. We've got our, you know, I think next weekend, we've got Grandma's Marathon. We've got the first Moonlight Music and Marketplace of the summer. They're doing that every month this summer.
Tell me a little bit.
Exciting.
Yeah, tell me more about that.
Well, that is downtown, and there's a group of gals that have been putting that together. They started it last summer, and you know, they block off First Avenue and they get some music and some vendors, and it's actually quite a great night to go down and bring the family. It's, you know, a family event. Go down and soak it all in a little bit, and they're going to be doing that every month this summer on a Friday night. So
is there like, is it the second Friday or the first Friday, or do you know?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if there's a consistency. I just know it's one Friday a month. Right.
Okay.
Now. So
we'll make sure to get that information out there when it comes up.
But you know, we've got the, you know, different things that I've seen coming up on the calendar. We've got that. We've got the Grandma's Marathon. We've got Heritage Days. We have some concerts coming up. There's some concerts in Silver Bay. We have an announcement coming next week about a pretty cool concert coming to Two Harbors. So,
Tantalizing cliffhanger, yeah, there.
A little cliffhanger, but it's going to be pretty awesome. August 20th, we're going to have something pretty cool happening around here. So kind of a first ever event. Looking forward to that. And of course, there's Tall Ships coming, and I'm sure Chocolat, and just really fun to see everybody coming together and getting some great ideas and making them happen.
I know that when I just go for a walk these days, you know, people are out and the cheeriness is palpable. I mean, it's just so great at this time of year, and the lilacs coming out, and it really is payback time.
Were you just
noticing
all the trees just like popped this week?
Gorgeous. And then the green, when it's first green, it's like that lighter green. I swear it's like almost neon. It's just so bright. Yes.
It's gorgeous right now.
It is gorgeous right now. And if you're listening from far away, you can know that, you know, you might not be in Two Harbors, but Two Harbors is a pretty wonderful place to be right now. And thank you, Janelle. Where is the best place to, if some of these events are intriguing and you want to make sure you know about them, I assume you go to the Love and Lake County website, or what's the best place?
Yep, the Love and Lake County website, the Lake County Chamber website. Check out our Facebook page. You know, we're all about social media these days. Both entities have Facebook pages with calendars on them. There's always, and you can always give the chamber office a call if you have questions, but we're really looking forward to having some fun this summer.
Yeah. Yep. Well, and I think, you know, getting outside and being able to enjoy each other as we walk by on walks has been really good for us. We've been having some rough times in the last few months here. Janelle, I would like to just affirm that I think we have a really strong community and we're going to get through all this. And I hope, and I believe you're a big part of that and others as well. And so thanks for being here.
Oh, absolutely.
And is there anything to highlight that I have forgot to ask you about?
Boy, you know, I will put my standard little shout out. If anybody has any interest in volunteering next weekend for Grandma's Marathon, we are always welcoming volunteers. It's a pretty fun event. Couple hours of your time on a Saturday morning, you get a great t-shirt, you get to surround yourself with thousands of happy people having a great time. And if you've never been to the start of the marathon, oh my goodness, come and check it out. It's pretty amazing to see. The race is at capacity this year, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's probably been a few years since it's really been at capacity like this.
Yeah,
so this will be the crowds that I love. I have seen the marathon when you're behind the start and you just see this undulating wave of
thousands. It's so fun.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
It really is fun. It's just the sea of people. And if you've never seen it, there's so much energy.
Yeah.
The energy is
really
fun. Yeah,
it is. It's the energy of thousands all in one place. Yeah. It's really something.
So we're always looking for volunteers. You can give the chamber office a call if you are interested in doing that. The phone number is 834-2600, but we would love a few more volunteers for next weekend.
Okay. Good to know. Thank you so much. And till next time.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. All and right. I want to make one quick mention before I get off here, just that we have a new shipping news website, which tells us the boat schedule more accurately than we've had recently. And it tells me that the Mesabi Minor will be coming into our harbor later in the evening. And not only that, but I was able to look at a map and see that at this moment, it is actually crossing Copper Harbor on its way to us. So
isn't that
fun.
A fun website?
Isn't
you can
it?
Actually see where they are out on the lake. See, which website is that, Katya?
This is called LSMMA. I don't know what that stands for,
right.
but .com. And
it's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it's awesome.